some years ago, back when I lived in California, my wife got for me what I felt was a pretty creative birthday present. It was a ride in a hot air balloon. We went to the valley where these things went up, the Conejo Valley in Southern California, met the one other couple that was going to go on this balloon ride with us, and then we got into the balloon and began our ascent. It was scenic, it was majestic. You could look out on the Pacific Ocean and the Conejo Valley. But I experienced one other emotion I hadn't really anticipated. Anybody want to guess? With fear. I always pictured these balloon baskets going about chest high. This only went up a little above your knees. So one good lurch and you'd be out of there. I was not liking this at all. I looked over at my wife. She was even more scared than I was. I could tell because Nancy was standing like this. And I said, Nancy, look behind you. There's a horse ranch. It's beautiful. And she went, oh, yeah, beautiful. Now, about this time, I decided I'd like to get to know a little more about the guy who's flying the balloon. Because I could try to psych myself up into thinking that everything's going to be okay. I could try to have a positive attitude. But the truth was, we had placed our lives in this guy's hands. Everything depended on his character and competence. So I inched over to him and asked him how he got started flying hot air balloons in the first place and what he did for a living. I was hoping he had a real responsible job, like neurosurgeon or something. And I knew we were in trouble when his response to me began, well, it's like this, dude, he said. This is Southern California. He said he didn't actually have a job. Mostly he surfed. And he said he started flying hot air balloons because one time he was driving his pickup truck and he'd had too much to drink and got in an accident. You know how that goes, he said to me. And he said, if this one acts a little funny on the way down, it's because I've never flown it before and I'm not quite sure how to handle it in the descent. Now, at this point, the wife of the other couple looked and said the only words either of them would speak the whole trip. She looked at me and said, you're a pastor. Do something religious. So I took an offering. Now, here's the deal. Every day, people wake up in this giant balloon circling the sun and try to convince themselves that things will be okay if they can just develop a positive mental attitude. But the real question is there somebody piloting this thing? And are his character and his competence such that I can, with confidence, put my life in his hands? And that brings us to this wonderful story of fear and faith about Jesus and his friends. Jesus comes to his disciples. They've been on a boat. He put them on it. They've been in the water. You got to imagine how bad the storm is. Because when they got into the boat, into the water, it was still light. By the time Jesus comes back to them, it's the fourth watch of the night, sometime after 3 a.m. Those are the conditions under which Jesus is going to have Peter get out of the boat. And Peter gets out, but he sinks. And the question is, did Peter fail? Well, before we get into that, I want to just level the playing field here for a moment. I want to do a mass confession of failure. So if you have ever failed in your life, if you ever said the wrong thing, if you ever wore the wrong clothes, if, Roger, you were ever turned down for a date in your life, if you ever experienced social, relational, financial, vocational, spiritual failure of any kind, raise your hand. How many of you never failed personally, but the person next to you looks like they went south a couple times? Yeah, I thought so, Marcia. Out on the water, there is a storm. It's dark and it's windy and there's problems. And if you get out of the boat, whatever your boat is, there's a real good possibility you might sink. You might have problems. You might fail. But if you don't get out of the boat, you will never, ever walk on the water. That's for sure. And I think in this story, Matthew has really crafted a picture of what does it look like to be a disciple of Jesus. Walking on the water is a kind of picture of doing something together as God gives me the power to do it that I could never do on my own. But part of what that means is that following Jesus is always going to be a choice between the comfort and security and safety of the boat and the risk of getting out.